Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Today we feature Miss Allison Myatt from Louisville, Kentucky, USA. Miss Myatt, age 22, is known by people across the country as the nanny who saved the life of a five-year-old child by running through a wall of flames. His name is Aiden Hawes, and one night while his father was away on a business trip, a bathroom ventilation fan upstairs overheated and caught on fire. As it fell to the ground, the loud noise woke up Miss Myatt, who was sleeping in her basement room.
I just heard something hit the ground, and it was some stuff up in the ceiling of the bathroom, and it hit the floor, and it woke me up, and my room was located down in the basement. So, and that's how the fire started, was the bathroom fan. It was broken, but the switch was on, so the motor was running in the fan.
Oh, wow.
And it caught fire, and it had probably been burning for a couple of hours, because, I mean, the whole upstairs, like, on that side of where the bathroom was just in flames, like, hot,
wow,
big flames, and it was all down the hallway.
And then what happened after that?
And then as soon as I ran upstairs, I was yelling for Aiden, and then he just told me that he was in his room on his bed. And so I just ran and, like, ran through the flames, like, all down the carpet. I didn't have shoes on or socks or anything. And, yeah, I just ran in his room. He jumped on me, and then I, you know, carried him out.
How hot was the fire? Like you said, it had been burning for a while.
Yeah, it was really hot. Like, I inhaled a lot of smoke. It was really, really smoky.
Wow.
Aiden didn't inhale any smoke. He was fine. But, I mean, he wasn't really in any of the flames for very long. Because as soon as I got him, I ran out of the house. So it went by very quickly.
The hallway, because it was full of flames, was so dangerous. What was going through your mind when you saw that he was on the other side of all those flames?
I didn't really think about how dangerous the fire was or anything. I was scared because, I mean, like, fire is just really scary in general, and it was just really scary, like, being that close to fire.
And really hot.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was early in the morning. What was he doing?
He wasn't even screaming or crying. He was very calm, actually, and he was just sitting in his bed. He was just waiting for me.
Thanks to the quick thinking actions of his nanny, Aiden wasn't hurt in the entire ordeal, but Allison Myatt was. Having run through the flaming hallway, the skin on her feet was badly burned, and so were her hands. But on her mind was only Aiden's safety, with no room to think of her own safety. Once out of the house, Miss Myatt quickly made the next move.
I got dropped my phone in that process, and that's why I had to later, once I got out of the house and into the garage and into the minivan, drove over to the neighbor's house. But in that process, I, like, burned my hand really bad, and I don't know, like, if I touched, flames on the wall or something. I used, like, the tips of my toes to drive over to the neighbor's house.
Once they reached their neighbor's house, Miss Myatt asked Aiden to go and ring the doorbell until the neighbor answered. Soon, the injured nanny was driven to the emergency room by her neighbor, while Aiden was safe in the house with the neighbor's husband. Meanwhile, the firefighters were notified of the incident and arrived promptly to put out the fire, which had engulfed the house.
So what did you have to do? What treatment did you need to get for your burns?
Really, there wasn't really much they could do. You're just kind of wrapped up in gauze and that kind of stuff. It was just really painful for several days. Even with pain medicine helping, you can just feel it. It was very, very painful.
And you said he's okay?
Yeah, he was normal as can be, right after the fire and everything. He wasn't hurt at all.
How long did it take for you to mostly recover? Do you feel like you've recovered by now, a couple months later?
Actually, it went by very fast. My feet healed very fast. All the doctors were surprised. 3 days after, much better my feet looked.
Wow.
Of course, I thought they still looked awful, but they were like, wow, your feet look really good. Everybody was shocked how fast my feet initially healed in such a short time.
It sounds like God was really taking care of you for doing something so noble.
Yeah, definitely, yes. And it could have been a lot worse. So I was very thankful with the way things ended.
Yeah, you look like you've really recovered from that so well.
Yeah, it went by really fast, the time when I was in the hospital and all of that.
Miss Myatt spent many days in the hospital's burn unit, receiving special therapy to promote healing of the skin. Eventually, she recovered from her burns. For saving his son's life, Aiden's grateful father, Mr. J.B. Hawes, said of Miss Myatt, "There's no words to put how grateful I am to have my son with me, how grateful I am to have Allison in our world, and it's just one of those things you can't put any value on. God brought her into our world, that's for sure." 5-year-old Aiden, who very much looks up to Miss Myatt, said, "I always love her." For her courageous, life-saving actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Miss Allison Myatt with the Shining World Heroine Award, sending much love as well as flowers and a gift of $1,000 to help her in her recovery.
Miss Allison Myatt, it is with awe and the greatest admiration that we present to you the Shining World Heroine Award. This award is presented in recognition of your outstanding courage in the face of extreme danger and the unmatched selflessness of the diamond bright love that enabled you to save a child's life. On March 23rd of this year, a malfunctioning bathroom exhaust fan ignited in the home of 5-year-old Aiden Hawes while you were there as his nanny. Hearing a big boom as the fan crashed down, you leapt out of bed and saw fire raging at what firemen later estimated to be a 400-degree Fahrenheit along the hallway leading to little Aiden's bedroom. The searing flames were no match for your incandescent love as you raced barefoot through them with a single thought, save Aiden. You grabbed him and ran through the fire yet again to get out of the house, into a van, and down the street to a neighbor's home. Your courage, the pristine purity of your noble selflessness, and the bright shining love you have for Aiden created a magic shield that protected him from the burning flames as you carried him in your arms. What other realm except heaven could produce a nanny such as you? Though both your feet and arm were badly burned and you were hospitalized, the tale of your heroism and your highest love brought tears to my eyes and will live forever. Allison, thank you for your goodness and care beyond the call of duty. May God bless you with a speedy recovery. For incredible heroism of the very highest order, for the amazing selfless love that thought only of another while risking your life, and for the stunning example of the greatness of the human spirit which you have given us, we hereby applaud and celebrate the heroic deeds of Miss Allison Myatt, gallant nanny without equal. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Well, thank you. Well, thanks. Well, thank you. I want to say thank you to the Supreme Master Chin Hai. This is way beyond, like, y'all didn't have to do this. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
In addition to the Shining World Heroine Award and the $1,000 contribution, Miss Myatt was also presented with gifts and a heroine t-shirt.
I'd like to say thank you to the Master Ching Hai for the check, this plaque, the award that's in the frame. Just thank you so much for recognizing what I went through and what Aiden and his family has gone through. I just want to say thank you very much. It really means a lot.
Miss Allison Myatt, the world is a better place because of noble individuals such as you, valuing the life of others before your own and doing what is good without a moment's hesitation. May heaven bless you, Aiden, and his dad with protection and happiness. Loving viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom, after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced with wisdom and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.